time and again, when thinking about crying, it comes back to this question of, is it fake or is it real? Is it a performance or is it authentic? And I've come to think that really all crying is a performance. It's an interactive thing. We expect someone to see it and to respond to it.
Thomas Dixon, director of the Centre for the History of the Emotions at Queen Mary, University of London.
Charles Darwin wrote a lot about emotions. He wrote a whole book about the expression of emotions. And for him, weeping was a side effect of things that were genuinely useful. Two things in particular. One, if you get dirt or grit or something in your eye, the classic kind of excuse for why you're crying, it produces tears and they wash your eye out. And the second thing he said is that when very tiny infants scream, they screw their eyes up, and that creates the same reflex as if they had something in their eye, and that produces tears. So for him, tears are nothing to do with emotions to start with. But through a process of association, we learn to associate tears with distress, and that's the beginning of that whole emotional phenomenon of weeping. But as to why it started, why when we're distressed we produce tears from our eyes rather than wax from our ears or blood from our noses, there's no really great explanation of that. One theory that quite appeals to me is that actually all tears are tears of sadness. So we think that sometimes people are weeping for joy when they've just won a gold medal at the Olympics or their son or daughter's just got married. But in fact, really, and this was a theory put forward by a psychoanalyst called Sandor Feldman in the 1950s, all tears are tears of sadness. So that when we weep over our child getting married, really we're weeping for the loss of that child and for the new stage of life it represents, not for anything happy.
And what about the Olympic victory? Why would you weep with a gold medal in your hand? Why would they be sad tears?
One theory that I particularly like is that tears are produced always by quite a violent mixture of emotions, that it's great happiness tinged with sadness, or vice versa, it's great sadness tinged with some sense of hope that produces tears, rather than a pure form of happiness or sadness.
It's a little strange that the emotional tear, something so uniquely, so universally human, remains so mysterious. But it's a difficult thing to research. For obvious ethical reasons, scientists can't create real grief, real loss, or real misery in people. And the phenomenon is different in different societies. It varies over time and between cultures.
The idea that it's unmanly and weak and effeminate to cry has a long history. As far back as we can trace theories of tears to ancient Greek medicine and philosophy, people have been saying that. But also, as far back as we can trace ideas about tears, there have been people denying that and arguing against it. Greek and Roman heroes of classical mythology weep, and they weep in a way that doesn't undermine their masculinity. Probably the era that was most important for establishing the idea that a man can cry and that can be a good thing was the 18th century. There was a cultural movement known as the cult of sensibility, and this involved German and French, as well as British novelists and poets, writing extremely sentimental stories and plays which people were expected to weep over. And you showed how sophisticated you were by weeping over these stories and plays.